Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The headlines. India creates history by winning ICC Men's T20 World Cup for record third time. President, Vice President and Prime Minister congratulate Indian cricket team. Second phase of budget session of Parliament begins today. Lok Sabha is scheduled to take up resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address post-budget webinar on Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, fulfilling aspirations of people today. Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports to launch second phase of Viksit Bharat Yuva Connect program in Delhi today. Mojtaba Khamenei, son of Iran's slain Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, named his successor. And Rashtriya Swatantra Party leader Balendra Shah said to be next Nepali Prime Minister. India scripted history by winning the ICC Men's T20 World Cup title for the record third time, beating New Zealand by 96 runs in the final match at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. We have a report.
India win the World Cup for the third time, the first team to win back-to-back World Cups.
Chasing a massive target of 256 runs set by the Surya Kumar Yadav-led men in blue, the New Zealand got bundled out for just 159 runs in 19 overs. Jasprit Bumrah bagged highest 4 wickets and was adjudged player of the match. Earlier put into bat, India scored 255 runs, the highest ever total in a T20 World Cup final, at the loss of 5 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Opening batter Sanju Samson once again emerged as the highest scorer with 89 runs off just 46 balls. He was also adjudged as player of the tournament for his consistent performance. Abhishek Sharma and Ishan Kishan also made half centuries. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated the Indian cricket team for winning the ICC Men's T20 World Cup. In a social media post, President Murmu said India has the proud distinction of being the only country to win the cup 3 times, and it is also the only team to win the cup twice in a row. In his message, Vice President said the nation celebrates this glorious victory with immense pride. In a social media post, Prime Minister said this remarkable triumph reflects exceptional skills, determination and teamwork. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also said the team's exceptional performance throughout the tournament and the vigorous display of mettle has brought glory and pride for the nation. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The second phase of budget session of Parliament will commence today and will continue till the 2nd of next month. Lok Sabha is scheduled to take up resolutions seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla today. The notice will be moved by 3 Congress members, Mohammad Javed, K. Suresh and Malu Ravi. If the resolution is taken up by the Lok Sabha, Mr. Birla will not preside over the proceedings and instead he will sit among members. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar is also scheduled to make a statement regarding the situation in West Asia in the Lok Sabha. While in the Rajya Sabha, a discussion on the working of the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change is listed in the business of the House. We have more from a correspondent.
During the first leg of the budget session last month, opposition had submitted a no-confidence notice to the Secretary-General of the Lok Sabha seeking the removal of the Speaker. In the notice, they have accused Mr. Birla of acting in a partisan manner. It was signed by 118 MPs, including members from Congress, Samajwadi Party, DMK, Left and others, except Trinamool Congress. The BJP and the Congress have issued a 3-line whip to their Lok Sabha MPs, directing them to be present in the House till Tuesday. The first part of the budget session began on 28th of January and continued till 13th of February. During the first phase, the discussion took place on the motion of thanks to the President's address and the Union Budget for 2026-27. Anand Kumar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the post-budget webinar on the theme Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Fulfilling Aspirations of People through video conferencing today. Under this theme, multiple breakout sessions will be organized across sectors including education and skilling, health and Ayush, tourism and hospitality, among others. The discussions will cover initiatives such as strengthening education to employment pathways, development of animation, visual effects, gaming and comics, AVGC, Buddhist circuits in the northeastern region, and heritage tourism promotion. Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports will launch the second phase of the Viksit Bharat Yuva Connect program in Delhi today. The initiative has been organized through Mera Yuva Bharat, My Bharat, and to strengthen youth engagement with the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. We have a report.
More than 10,000 students from over 35 colleges across the national capital are expected to participate in the Viksit Bharat Yuva Connect program. Interactive sessions, dialogues and engagement activities will be organized to connect youth citizens with India's development journey, encouraging their roles as responsible nation builders. Youth icons, including presenters from the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue and winners of the Viksit Bharat Youth Parliament, will also interact with students and share their experiences to inspire greater youth participation in nation building. The initiative has already reached 274 universities and colleges across 22 states and union territories, mobilizing nearly 20,000 youth so far. Registration and participation to the program is being facilitated through the My Bharat digital platform. Priya Mondal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Rapper turned politician and popular figurehead of Gen Z revolution Balendra Shah is said to become Nepal's next prime minister after his party, Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, secured a landslide victory in the parliamentary elections. The RSP has secured 122 of the 165 directly elected seats in the House of Representatives and is leading in three more, putting the party on course for the biggest electoral majority since Nepal became a democracy. Election Commission has announced results for 159 of the 165 seats so far. The final election results, which will include additional seats appointed through proportional representation, are expected in the coming days. As Operation Epic Fury, led by US and Israel, enters its 10th day, Iran has named a new supreme leader. State media reports that Mojtaba Khamenei will succeed his father, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who was killed at his compound in Tehran during the first wave of US and Israeli strikes. Israel has already issued a threat saying any successor will be targeted. Meanwhile, in UAE, Iranian strikes continue to target Abu Dhabi yesterday, with projectiles being intercepted. We have more from a correspondent.
Since the 28th of February, a sustained air campaign led by the United States and the Israeli coalition has focused on dismantling the Iranian missile capabilities and key leadership infrastructure. Iran has responded with waves of strikes against regional targets, including the Gulf nations, significantly deepening the crisis across West Asia. In Tehran, Israeli strikes resumed after nightfall, with Iranian capital choked by smoke following earlier attacks on its energy infrastructure. The United States military urged Iranian civilians to remain indoors, claiming Tehran has been launching drones and missiles from populated areas, making these locations potential targets. At the sea, the situation remains critical. The Strait of Hormuz is effectively impassable for most of the commercial shipping. While no formal closure has been decreed, the risk has driven an 80% drop in vessel traffic. Major shipping lines have suspended transits as war risk insurance premiums surge, forcing global logistics networks to urgently seek alternative routes around the volatile waterway. Vinod Kumar, Akashvani News, Dubai.
U.S. Defense Department has said the seventh U.S. service member has died in the country's war with Iran. In a statement on social media, U.S. Central Command said that a U.S. service member passed away last night from injuries received during the Iran's initial attacks across West Asia. Meanwhile, Israel Defense Forces said it has struck the headquarters of Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC Air Force, describing it as the main command and control center responsible for directing Iran's air operations. On the other hand, Saudi Arabia's Ministry of Defense said it intercepted a drone targeting the country's massive Sheba oil field, located deep in the sands of the empty Quarter Desert. In Bahrain, the Interior Ministry urged residents to move to the nearest safe locations after warning sirens were sounded. The Ministry of Civil Aviation is closely monitoring the evolving situation in West Asia affecting air travel between India and the West Asian region. Airlines are undertaking necessary operational adjustments in view of the prevailing conditions to ensure passenger safety and orderly conduct of flight operations. The ministry in a statement said that as per the current status, Indian carriers are planning 50 flights today. Earlier, Indian carriers operated 49 inbound flights yesterday from airports in the region such as Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Fujairah, Muscat and Jeddah. On Saturday, a total of 51 inbound flights operated by Indian carriers arrived in India from the region carrying 8,175 passengers. Due to the ongoing situation in West Asia, flight operations have been impacted across several sectors. Passengers are advised to keep a close watch on the latest flight updates and remain attentive to communication shared by the respective airlines through their registered contact details. Passengers requiring support may contact the Ministry's Passenger Assistance Control Room, PACR, at the helpline numbers 011-2460-4283 or 011-2463-2987. Oil prices have crossed $100 per barrel for the first time in more than 3.5 years as the Iran war hinders production and shipping in the West Asia. The price for a barrel of Brent crude, the international standard, was trading at $101.19 yesterday, up 9.2% from its closing price of $92.69 on Friday. Amid surging global oil prices, U.S. President Donald Trump said the short-term spike is worth the cost if it eliminates Tehran's nuclear threat. In a post on Truth Social, Trump argued that oil prices would drop rapidly once Iran's nuclear capabilities are destroyed, calling it a small price to pay for American and world safety and peace. In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 p.m. today, we will bring discussion on schemes and initiatives for encouraging women entrepreneurship. During the program, listeners can ask questions on telephone number 011-2331-4444 from 9:30 p.m. tonight. You can also send your queries on WhatsApp number 92890940444 or post your questions on X with the hashtag AskAIR. In women's hockey, India will face Scotland in the second Pool B match of the FIH Hockey World Cup 2026 qualifiers in Hyderabad this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, Salima Tete-led Indian side began its campaign with a commanding 4-0 victory over Uruguay in Hyderabad yesterday. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Abhishek. India's third T20 World Cup win is covered prominently by all the dailies this morning. India make history, retain crown at home, leads Hindustan Times. The paper writes, bankable Bumrah, sensational Samson, power India to glory. Gulf tension soars, civilian infra comes under attack, reports the Asian Age. India assures assistance to its nationals in Saudi Arabia, informs the Pioneer. The Tribune in its editorial piece, Nepal's message, Himalayan nation votes for a new dawn. The paper says, Nepal has made a clean break with the past. The sweeping victory of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, in the national elections and their rise of 35-year-old rapper turned politician Balendra Shah, popularly known as Balen, signal a dramatic rejection of the country's entrenched political order. In a nation where fragile coalitions have long been the norm, the electorate has delivered a powerful message. The old guard has failed miserably. The fledgling RSP's spectacular electoral show reflects deep public frustration with legacy parties such as the Nepali Congress and the Communist Party of Nepal, unified Marxist-Leninist. Parliament to see fireworks as session resumes today, states the Asian Age. The Tribune, quoting the Prime Minister on Women's Day, says, Lakhpati Didi target raised to 6 crore. And finally, on the occasion of International Women's Day, Kartavyapath in Delhi witnesses women power as thousands of them take part in Shakti Walk, reports the Statesman. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India creates history by winning ICC Men's T20 World Cup for a record third time. President, Vice President and Prime Minister congratulate Indian cricket team. Second phase of budget session of Parliament begins today. Lok Sabha is scheduled to take up resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address post-budget webinar on Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, fulfilling aspirations of people today. Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports to launch second phase of Viksit Bharat Yuva Connect program in Delhi today. Mujtaba Khamenei, son of Iran's slain Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, named his successor. Rashtriya Swatantra Party leader Balendra Shah said to be the next Nepali Prime Minister. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.